Hey guys, how's it going? Can you believe it is the end of 2023? Crazy. So usually at the end of the year, like we do reflection. What have we learned? What can we keep learning and improving on? And so that is what I want to share with you today. So please listen in, hit that subscribe button, share it with somebody, and please leave me a review on Apple Podcast. I would so love you for that. Okay, let's dig in. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. A couple more things before we get on reflection is don't forget to join my Facebook group. We have over 1,000 educators in there now, which is super awesome and exciting. And so I would encourage you to join in. Also, you still have a chance for a free coaching call for the end of the year. I would love to connect with you there. So, reflection. One thing to share with you, I always have a word for the year. And my word for 2023 was growth. And not that, of course, I'm going to stop growing in the years past, going forward, I mean. But growth is really what I focused on this year. And that's like all across the board, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know, have I been growing? Have I been changing and becoming better and learning? And I do believe that I have done that. I mean, if you listen to my podcast from the very beginning to right now, I sure hope you see or you hear a difference, because starting a podcast is very nerve-wracking at first, because obviously your voice is going out to thousands of people, and we don't want to sound, you know, I don't want to sound like an idiot or whatever, like I'm doing now, like stumbling over words. But I want you to still feel like my passion for what I'm doing and why I'm here. And so to start off, I have failed many times this year. In 2023, I've learned how to create a website, which is still in process. Like I look back and I'm still like, oh, okay, I need to fix this. I need to tweak that. I need to do that. But I learned how to set it up and at least publish it and put that out there. I mean, same with the podcast. I was having issues with Apple Podcasts for a while. And so just going back and forth with their customer service and whatever was on Podbean, because that's who I use as a platform to broadcast my podcast. It was just kind of a mess and it was very frustrating. And so for a little while, I just ignored it and I didn't hassle with it. And then it was like, no, you need to follow through, finish it out. Like, it needs to be on Apple Podcast. And so thankfully it is now. And I appreciate you who listen through Apple Podcast. You know, I want to continue to grow there as well. Oh gosh, how many lead magnets I have tried and have failed for whatever reason. They are not connecting with you guys. And so I want to keep trying because I want to keep that conversation going. And so getting that lead magnet so I can get your email, so we can just keep that conversation going. And so I continue to learn and grow and try something again. And so it's constantly moving forward, even though definitely there's times I am at a standstill. And sometimes I'm overwhelmed with what I want to do to meet my goals. But I have to remind myself, obviously, standing still is not going to get me anywhere. So I have to keep learning, keep trying, keep improving, keep moving forward. Another area I struggled with was doing webinars and getting people to sign up for the webinars. So I would have scheduled webinars and nobody showed up. Or I had like my really good friend, Stacy, show up and be supportive. But you know what? I have to still show up. Whether or not I get that confirmation, registration from anybody, I still had to show up. And so I just keep moving, just keep going. And so I will continue to do webinars and continue to teach that way. So that is still a learning process as well. And also, just to verify and to express, like, I know I have shared my faith before, but I just need to honor that and say that it is God's faithfulness and His guidance and strength that continues to guide me and lead me to my goals, to being here for you, to sharing my passion for the love of students. Because as we work together, we are able to make such a difference in students' lives. I mean, could you imagine if every student came to school knowing they were valued and cared for and gave 110% in their learning? I mean, mind-blowing, right? It's not impossible. It's hard. And it takes commitment. And I want to be here for that. So, all of those to say, here are five things that I have learned through this year that makes a big difference. And that is number one, consistency. Now, I have not always been 100% with this, but I think 90, 95% I have. And that is, you know, consistently being here on the podcast, consistently showing up on YouTube now, consistently trying to, you know, posting in the group, on LinkedIn, on all these other different channels, and trying to stay in tune with all of that. Consistency has been key. And so as I continue to grow, I know that consistency is a must. And I know that is a must for you as a teacher to continue to be consistent in showing up every day, even when we don't feel like it. And that's what makes educators awesome. Number two, like I shared briefly, that I always choose a word for the year. And like I said, last year, my word, or 2023, it's still 2023, has been growth. And my new word for 2024 is serve. Now, I definitely do a lot of processing through, thinking through, and definitely praying about what word should I be focused on for the new year. And serve came up pretty strongly. And so that is something that I hope that I will continue to grow and improve on, is being here to serve. And then number three is to never stop learning. Like, I love learning and I love digging in and researching. And so I've kind of dove a little bit more into like the neuroscience, because our brains definitely affect our behavior. And if students with trauma, their brain has not developed correctly, normally, then their behavior is not going to be normal, quote unquote, normal or acceptable in the classroom. And so how do we connect that, and how do we find the right strategy to work with that student? And so that has been super exciting for me to continue to learn about the neuroscience and the amazing way that God created our brains. It's just amazing. And then also, number four that I have learned is that I need to keep striving to meet my goals. Like I said before, sometimes I get overwhelmed and I'm kind of at a standstill, but obviously I have to keep moving forward. If I want to meet those goals, if my goals are important to me, I have to keep moving forward. Those days, like I think of, you know, physically, like I want to work out every day, but I don't necessarily wake up like jumping for joy that that's what I want to do. But if I want to reach my goal and say lose, you know, a size and feel stronger and have more energy, then I have to keep moving forward to work out and eat, you know, more nutritiously in order to meet that goal. So even though, like I said, we hit that standstill, we hit that wall, we can stand there for a minute, maybe two, but then we need to get back up and keep moving. And then number five that I have learned is never give up. There's definitely been moments where I'm like, what in the world am I doing? Is this really what I want to do? What am I doing? Is this really what I should be doing? You know, ultimately, I would love to do this full time, to be able to be on podcasts, to be able to serve with you guys, to connect with you guys, to, you know, just be able to encourage and motivate you guys to continue to do the work that you are doing each and every day, showing up for yourself, for your students. So never give up. So quick review, five things that I've learned this year. Consistency really is key. Number two, my word for the year was growth in 2023. And I really think that's important. And I would really encourage you to maybe you pick out a word for the year. What is something that you want to strive for? I'll leave you with that. Number three, never stop learning. And as educators, I really believe we don't. We never stop learning. I mean, you can talk to a teacher who's been teaching for 30 years and they never stop learning. Like, there's always something new to learn, always something new that we can improve on. You know, what we're doing now, we can always improve it. You know, we can always tweak it and make it better and adjust it to the students that you have now. So never stop learning. Number four, keep striving to meet your goals. What are your goals? Like I said, I have goals like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And what am I doing to meet those goals? What can you do to meet your goals? And then number five, never give up. Never give up. You were created for purpose. And I think of Rita Pearson's quote, "We can do this. We're educators. We were born to make a difference." So keep striving, because then your students will be thriving. Just had to put that in there. So looking forward, looking towards 2024, I am super excited. We will be starting a new season in 2024. I'm looking for new interviews with other educators and other mental health providers. Also, I am working on having new connections, new collaborations with other educators and education platforms that I would be able to share with you as well. I am also looking at starting a new program, the Behavior Connection Academy. So look forward to hearing about that. And then also, I'm super excited also to say that there's going to be some new branding going on with my brand. So some different colors, different pictures, some updates. I just really feel like I needed to update what I have right now to be a little closer to my personality where I am right now. So I'm super excited to share all the new things coming up in 2024 because I am ready to serve you guys. So thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button, join my Facebook group, leave a review. These are just a few things for you to do for me in the rest of 2023. Thank you so much, and I will see you in 2024. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.